You know, when you give someone a gift, you want them to enjoy it immediately. No complicated setup, batteries required, assembly, things that make people frustrated. There's so many reasons to love Aura digital frames. But honestly, what might be my favorite are these three words: no assembly required. You start by downloading the Aura app for free, which takes no time to get the frame ready. And then you can preset the Wi-Fi on the frame and upload pictures beforehand. So all the grandparents have to do is unbox it and plug it in. Super simple. It's such a great gift, even for the most tech unsavvy people in your life. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's Aura Frames, AuraFrames.com, promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. This deal is exclusive to my listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
True story, Andy. We just got done having dinner down in the little restaurant booth in the basement in front of the TV. Sunday night's Rams and Bills game is going on. And my wife sees Tom Brady and she says, "How's Tom doing?" Care to fill my wife in on how Tom is doing?
I would say that Tom doesn't have to worry about where his next meal is coming from. For one,
making a ton of money, looks great, divorced, free man out there to see whomever he pleases and make an arrangement with that woman or women that suits his needs. Sort of like George Clooney, who once felt so bad for an ex-beauty girlfriend that he gave her like $5 million as a go-away present.
Yeah,
just don't. Just don't make it messy. Here's $5 million. I'm George Clooney.
You know, funny you're saying that. I was thinking about this. Who is the most overpaid person in broadcasting? Is it Brady at $37.5 million or Stephen A. soon to be $20 million a year?
They make Stephen A. work his ass off for it, and they cycle him through the car wash. So in that, well, no, compared to Tom.
Okay.
I mean, Brady is by far the most overpaid. So the next thing after she said, "How's he doing?" I go, "Well, he's getting paid so much money to do these games right now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you." She said, "How much?" And I go, "You know what? Hold on. I keep forgetting because it's so far out there. I always forget the number." And then I looked it up. I said, "Honey, 10 years, $375 million.
Yeah.
$37 million a year. She said, "What do other guys who are ex-players calling the games make?" I go, 1 to 2. Maybe for a top guy like Collinsworth, 4 to 5.
Well, Romo's making 17.
Well, I'm sorry. Aikman. I left Romo out of it, obviously. And I left Aikman
too.
They are the top three guys. But even those guys, Brady is beyond them by 17 million. It's not justifiable. I still, to this day, have not heard from anybody who covers sports media or sports marketing how Fox justifies this money.
It could be for their whole global brand. Somebody in the accounting department may be able to figure it out that when they have their big Fox meetings, you know, or their Fox stockholders.
They say this is why Brady is worth triple what other guys are worth.
Look, I've been a salaried employee my whole life. If you're going to ask me to explain the economics of it, I can't do it. High up in Fox said, yeah, I think it's a pretty good deal. $375 million. I think that's good.
Did they beat CBS by $2 million a year? Were they at $35 million? And they go, you know what? We'll give you an extra two.
I don't think it has anything to do with the ratings for the games. I think it's all about the corporate, look what we got here.
Okay, so if it had nothing to do with the ratings for the games, which we agree, because the ratings with Greg Olson were right there. And if you get a great game like the one that just finished, it did just finish, right? I turned the TV off. Did the Rams end up finishing that one off?
Well, the Rams have up two, but...
So the Bills went down and scored with under 2 minutes to go after the Nacua touchdown.
They scored. They got a couple of timeouts. I mean, it's possible, but not likely.
Okay. Hell of a game, by the way. But when Olsen was doing these games, the ratings didn't even flinch. Because if you have a game this good on a winter Sunday like we have today, people are going to watch. It's crack cocaine.
People are going to watch if it's 70 degrees in September.
I know.
They watch.
I know. Because it's the most scintillating product. But so my wife, she asks as a non-sports fan, she asks really great questions that get me to explaining things when we're briefly watching football, like over dinner. And so she saw one of the little skinny guys, Tutu Atwell for the Rams, catch a pass. And she's like, man, he's skinny, but he's fast, isn't he? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's fucking unbelievably fast. She says, do those guys also run track? And I said, well, a lot of them do and did probably, but as soon as they got a taste for football and if they could stomach the violence of it, they focus on that because that's where the millions are, not in track. Is that a good answer, Andy?
Well, I mean, there's like two or three really elite track people, whereas in football, there's a lot of
You can
of
be
jobs.
Tutu Atwell and make a nice living as wide receiver three on the Rams.
Right. Exactly,
Got Matt Stafford. I mean, there's no doubt he's a Hall of Famer, correct?
Correct.
Yes. He throws such a great ball. And the way he adjusts his arm angle and when he can sling it sidearm like he does, he's a badass. I don't think we appreciate Matt Stafford enough in general as football fans.
I think between coach and quarterback, you got a team here that really isn't playoff worthy, but now is going to be 7-6 and – you know, they stay. This was supposed to be tear down, rebuild, and they're still relevant. It's remarkable.
Right. Well, but now that they got everybody healthy, they got Kyron Williams back. They got Kupp and Atwell on the field at the same time. Stafford looks great, by the way. And then you add in these rookies like Blake Corum from Michigan. That's another great wrinkle to it. They're a dangerous team. So,
by the way, can I just add this in anecdotally?
Yes, please.
It just seems to me, watching the Red Zone channel, and I watched 7 hours of commercial-free football today because the Commanders are off.
Right.
The running back position is making something of a comeback.
It's back, baby. It's coming back. Yeah. The three biggest free agents this offseason are all kicking ass for their new teams. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs for the Packers, and who was the third guy in that list that changed teams? But yeah, they had a graphic about that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the nature of football, the cycling of different positions, but you know, it was declared dead for a while.
Right.
And
Saquon Barkley,
Saquon
Barkley, who's running for possibly MVP. I don't think he'll win MVP because they just don't give it to running backs.
Right.
Last guy to win it at running back was Adrian Peterson in 2004, I believe.
Right, and if he breaks Dickerson's record, you got to think about it. But you're right.
You know, that's an interesting one because you got 17 games now.
Right.
And the Dickerson record broke the previous one, which was set in 14 games, right?
By OJ. Yeah.
Yeah. OJ. So OJ had 2014 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and I was explaining to my wife, I was like, yeah, well, this guy Puka Nacua, because she was laughing at his name. I go, oh yeah, he's fucking badass. And they're like, where'd they get him? And they're like, fifth round. Nobody was really sure he was any good. And whoop, look at that. He's fucking awesome. And he's even better than the white wide receiver you see with the big beard there, who they got in the third round by the name of Cooper Kupp. Just a little nondescript guy you wouldn't think anything of, who's a complete badass when healthy. He just hasn't been healthy lately.
Julian Edelman, former college quarterback.
Yeah.
You find him. You find these guys. Yeah.
Well, the not knowing is where I want to start today, and that is because the college football playoff bracket has been released, and the predictable gnashing of teeth and the clashing of narratives and the how dare yous and the committee screwed ups are flying fast and furious out there, because people want to pretend that you can know to any degree which team is, quote, better than another team. I want to enlist your help, Andy, as my longtime sage veteran in this game, to explain to people that the conceit of thinking you can know is a joke. We don't know, and you will never know. And that's why we play the games.
Right. And all this hand-wringing about who should have gotten in and who shouldn't have gotten in. I first of all, let me complain about the selection show where they didn't roll out the brackets until 12:22.
Yeah.
Come on. CBS tried this Michigas too for a while, and they realized the fans tune in to see the brackets, then they'll watch the breakdown, but roll out the brackets. We don't want to see all this other stuff.
Right.
We don't want to see the room where they're sitting there and, you know, they're all in their sweatsuits waiting for the if they get in or not, or like in the case of Notre Dame, they know they're in and who they're going to play at home. Just get to the brackets. Okay. So that was one thing.
Hold on. I watched the reveal at my mom and dad's place, cause I was bringing them Sunday bagels and Noshables.
Good
and so I wrote my mom, Arizona State class of 57.
Nice.
I roped her into the TV going, Ma, you know, Arizona State's in this year. There's this incredible story. They were picked dead last in their conference, and they're in the playoff. And so we're sitting there at 12:05, 12:10, 12:15. Steven, when are they going to announce the pairings?
Exactly.
I don't know, Mom. Hold on. And I text a bunch of guys on the group chat, and one of them said, the pairing show is 4 hours long. And I said, are you kidding me? And they said, yeah, but they're going to release the bracket, they say, in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was a four-hour show.
You got to be really hardcore to hang with them after the 1 o'clock kickoff
of
the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a real college football nerd.
Right. Okay.
By the way, excuse my ignorance on the name of the coach at Arizona State. I don't know who it is, but
Dillingham.
I will tell you this.
Dilly.
the former coach is the greatest soundbite in the history of coaching, but not a very good coach.
Yeah.
Everybody loves good old Herm Edwards, but look at what he's now gone, and they're in the playoff. It's amazing.
Kenny Dillingham, and he comes by way of Oregon. He was the OC there.
Oh.
I was also at Florida State, Auburn, Memphis, but he was a high school coach at Chaparral High in Arizona, and he's a born and raised Phoenix kid. So he's got that going for him. He's an Arizona State alum, so he's true blue, and he's got a dime of a wife who's right there, ride or die on the sidelines. Always good to see that. And the guy, he's like all these coaches now, Andy. They're playing Madden in real life. He had 4th-and-3 at his own 30 in their game against Iowa State and went for it and threw like a 60-yard bomb on 4th-and-1 at his own 30.
Yeah, well, the rules are different now, and the game is played a lot different. Look at what the Lions are doing. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as three downs and punt. It's all four downs.
The Rams tonight just went for it late in the game, up 3. with a chance to, or up two, maybe with a chance to extend to five, fourth and whatever it was, four or five, and then got a touchdown. So, yes, aggressiveness pays off. So, Kenny Dillingham. Dilly Dilly. What about Kenny Dillingham?
I just wanted to make a point that Herm Edwards.
Oh, yeah, right.
For
Herm
all
Edwards.
The soundbite he is. Yeah. He's not that good of a coach. Everybody loves him, but he's not a very good coach.
Was it Herm's regime that put him on probation at Arizona State?
Yeah, right. And he had Jaden Daniels there, too.
I know. And they ran Jaden Daniels off.
He was there 3 years. And yeah, he goes to LSU and the rest is history.
I wonder, my answer is probably of course not, but is there any sense of shame if you're Herm Edwards sitting on the set of ESPN looking at Arizona State thinking, yeah, I didn't fucking do any of this. And I came in with all this fanfare. Guys like that don't have any ability for self-reflection or remorse or shame or disappointment or anything, do they?
No, because every time he fails, they're happy to take him back at ESPN.
And he could say it wasn't me. Or he could say the administration did not back me up on this.
Well,
or
I don't think he even deals
I didn't get
with
the
it.
Players I was supposed to get.
No, I don't even think he deals with it. He's always very positive. Like, he doesn't really rip people. You ever watch him?
I know.
I like him.
He's an amenable fellow. He makes good enough football points. Nothing is going to blow your mind. And he's pleasant while having a bit of a shtick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sort of like Steve Mariucci. He's the black Steve Mariucci. Former highly successful football coach, now in TV, knows how to do the TV thing, and seems like the kind of guy you'd want to have a beer with.
Yeah, except Steve Mariucci had Steve Young. Didn't win a Super Bowl.
And who did Herm Edwards have at with the Jets?
Not Pennington. Jed Pennington.
That's what I'm guessing. It might have been the Pennington era. Yeah. Mm. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to selectquote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Zabe. Go to selectquote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Anyway, speaking of coaches, real quick, and we will get back to the college football playoff. I got more stuff to talk about that in a second. But you see where Belichick is circling the North Carolina job?
Yes, and my take on this, I think, is going to prove to be right. And not to get political here, but what Joe Biden did as a dad, I think Bill Belichick is doing as a dad here. You know, his son is an assistant coach at Washington, and and he might be saying to them, I'll take this. I'm bringing in my son as whatever he is, defensive or offensive coordinator, with a 2-year plan in succession.
That Are you saying it's a good thing he's doing for his son like Joe Biden, or a bad thing he's doing for
I think it's a bad thing that he would be doing. But I also think that you, as a dad, you do things first. And as a dad, I would do the same thing Belichick is doing.
Yeah. Every coach that came through when you or I were doing our afternoon show on 980 brought their kids.
Yeah.
Norv, Spurrier, Marty,
Gibbs,
Gibby, all of that. Shanny.
Yep. Well, Shanny's kid's pretty good.
Well, he's pretty good, although he's under a lot of fire in San Fran. They just blew the doors off the Bears today, by the way. Embarrassing for their interim coach. I guess that's going to take some of the steam out of the, hey, let's give Thomas Brown the head coaching job. Not after they laid an egg today. They're going to have to rethink that one. But, yeah, the nepotism in the NFL is just balls to the wall and shameless, like literally shameless.
They allow it, so why not?
Kyle has done well. He works hard at it. But he grew up in his dad's hardware store.
I understand. Well, but doesn't that help?
It does. It does. The only guy that grew up in the hardware store that turned out to suck is David Shula. David Shula was a disaster.
Yeah, David Shula. But did David Shula ever work with Don? I'm not sure.
He had to have early on.
I guess so, yeah. He played a year in the NFL, but he was like a head coach at like 30, 31. Something like that.
Yeah. So back to first of all, on the Belichick thing, does it surprise you that a guy who has won 6 Super Bowls and is a legend in the NFL would scrape around and take a Donnie Brasco breaking open parking meters job like North Carolina?
Or he's just putting his name out there connected with coaching the burners are cool in the NFL. I don't know.
Or he just loves to coach, and as good as he's been in media, and I think he's been good. Would you agree?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's such low energy sometimes. I mean, and also there's this effort in the media coverage to say, oh, isn't Bill Belichick great?
Isn't he great? Listen to that knowledge he's dropping. Who's been better, him or Saban?
Oh, Saban's great.
Okay.
Saban is great, although today is kvetching about Alabama.
Schedule. Yeah.
No, Nick. No. You're Alabama. You don't lose 3. You don't go to Oklahoma and look like crapola and expect to get in. You're Alabama.
Yeah.
Talk about busting open parking meters. You know, he's trying to elbow out SMU to get in. No. You're Alabama.
Yeah, but he made a great point about SMU, which is given their lack of stiff opponents this year, they should have never been 8 to begin with, that they should have had to play their way into. So the narrative of, well, you can't penalize them for losing on a 55-yard field goal is the wrong way to think about it. They should have never been 8 because as nice of a story as they are, And it's a great story, by the way, because they got into the ACC despite Florida State's objections, Andy, and Florida State's lawsuit to try to keep them out, saying, we don't want them in our conference. They're going to dilute the brand of the ACC. And despite SMU getting no TV money this first year as sort of a punishment to get in the league, and no flags in that game either. They were getting the complete royal screw job. The thought of, oh, we're penalizing them for losing. No. It's not we're penalizing. They should have never been eight. They were eight because of one number, the one in the right-hand column of their win-loss. And that's the problem with the way the college football rankings go. Leading up to when it all comes together at the end, they fall in line based on zero wins, one win, or zero losses, one loss, two losses. That's the pecking order, you know? So therefore, a team that has skirted the tougher opponents in the unbalanced schedules of the mega conferences inevitably have probably missed the harder half of the draw. Fair?
I know neither one of us is very good at math, but last year they had four teams. They now have 12 teams.
Right.
You're Alabama. You need to be one of 12, and you need to make it a strong case. Not be scratching at the door with three losses. You got your nose pressed against the window. Ooh, we're Alabama. No. You're not Alabama this year. You got three losses, and you look like garbage against a team that was just okay in Oklahoma.
If Alabama had two losses, they'd be in, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay.
All right, and if they had been competitive in the Oklahoma game, would they be in with three or no?
No. Three losses. Okay. Three losses.
I don't get hung That's up three. On the losses because they've got three top 25 wins because they had, like, I think one of the top five schedules in the country. And it needs to be noted, they get everybody's best shot. They are everybody's Super Bowl every single week.
Right.
That has to be taken into consideration. They put more players in the NFL besides Georgia every year. They have an institutional strength of being in this thing all the time. To think they're not one of the top 12 is ridiculous. They are.
Here, Mr. DeBoer, we've brought out your Bentley. It has 5 miles on it. Please don't run it into a telephone pole. Oh, you did.
Andy, they lost. Okay, they lost three games. They got stung by Vandy, who turned out to be better than everyone thought.
They were
6-6 this year. Vandy.
Okay. Oh, a 500 team named Vandy beat you. Don't lose to Vandy.
All right. All right, smartass. 6-6 in the SEC where it just means more, # is a good fucking record, especially how strong it was this year. But I don't hate Alabama. A lot of people hate Alabama.
I love Alabama.
Okay,
I love dynasties.
Right.
Not this year. Three losses.
Right. But there's two different concepts. One is who deserves to be there based on the season they had versus who are the stronger teams. If every team that's in the mix for the playoff was a horse, I could pick out the 12 strongest horses based on things like players that could put in the NFL, institutional experience of playing in big stakes games, playoff games, big games against big opponents, the amount of budget for the football program, that's never talked about as well. I mean, these battleship programs, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, et cetera, they've got massive money behind their enterprise. That makes them a stronger horse. But when a horse races another horse, the stronger one doesn't always win. Alabama will beat SMU 7 out of 10 times, but 3 times they'll lose. And so that's the conundrum. The committee's trying to square that notion of deserve versus strong horse.
This is like Monday after the NCAA tournament that some teams are begging that they're better than the 68th best team.
I know.
It's 12 now. What are you going to go? Now you're going to go to 16 next year to make everybody happy? Are we going to have a 5-loss team in next year?
Okay, but here's the thing. This was an unusual year in which the top end was flatter than it normally is. There were not multiple undefeated teams at the top.
And guess what?
Yeah.
And guess what? It's going to be that way from now on because nobody has any depth. If you're on the bench, you're going to go play someplace else. And if you're having a good year, like the Tulane quarterback who didn't get a big NIL deal, everybody's going to pay him a lot of money to leave. The everything is spread out now. Alabama, back in the day, man, when old Bear Bryant came in, Coach Bryant used to bring everybody in. You got 500 recruits, and we'll just sort them all out. Well, that don't work that way anymore. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is that you got four gate crashers this year that really upended everything. You got four Cinderellas, basically. You've got Boise State, who's legit, and I used to call them Noisy State because when they're building their program, they'd be like, we deserve to be in, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up, Boise State. If you play in the SEC, you'd have four losses. They're a legit team that took Oregon to the brink. Boise State's one. Arizona State is another. Clemson, which everyone had left for dead on the side of the road, is another one. And then SMU, which was a surprise team. Oh, and Indiana. Indiana's a fifth kind of a pop-up team that nobody saw coming.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's – and it, don't you think that's a nice story?
I do. Look, it looks like a Cracker Jack bracket. It looks like Penn State got the easiest draw, but Franklin's going to Franklin, and what a dick he is. He is so unlikable. Everything he says makes you roll your eyes and go, just shut up already. Bitching, he's like, the calls were pretty lopsided tonight, he said. 5-3 in penalties in the game. 5-3.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's got a program there that, you know, the expectations are always so high that, you know, he's got to do a little kvetching to get himself, you know, noticed. And he always seems to lose a big game early, right? Don't you think that's usually the case with him?
Well, he's 1-16 against top five teams.
Yeah. Right.
1-16. That is hard to even do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the last add on this, and then I swear we're done, is that so with these unbalanced schedules, sometimes some teams miss all the toughest opponents in their league. Texas missed most of the toughest teams this year. Yep. That helped them tremendously. Same thing for SMU. So I likened it to how you can say, well, this team's in a great conference. Okay. Who'd they play? It'd be like taking, you know, Who's Next by The Who, which has Baba O'Reilly, Won't Get Fooled Again, Behind Blue Eyes, three great songs, and then not playing those three songs and saying, okay, listen to this, My Wife, Love Ain't For Keeping, and Getting In Tune. You'd listen to Who's Next and go, this album sucks, because you're not hearing the right songs on it. Every league doesn't have all bangers in it every single year, and depending on who you draw, you're going to look better than others.
But there's also some of the leagues, like SEC and Big Ten, have like 42 teams in them. You can't have everybody play each other. You can't do it.
Right. All right. It's going to be fun. I look forward to it, and like I said on Twitter, you know what? We're going to do it again next year, probably with some tweaks. Nobody's going to die. This is all for fun and entertainment. Let's see how it plays out. I'm excited. It's got some interesting angles to it, and we'll just see how it works out. Everyone calm the fuck down, all right? Okay, good.
You're the one that's stirring it up, making a
case. I had to deal with
Vanderbilt.
I had to address all these things, Andy.
Understand.
All right. Can we talk about the sweater? The sweater lives, even though Lou Carnesecca is in the heavens.
Yes, you can hate Rick Pitino, but what he did was great. That was wonderful.
For those who might have missed it, Rick Pitino, who coached as a young man opposite Lou Carnesecca with his infamous sweater, this ugly brown and red and blue V pattern sweater. Somehow Rick Pitino got a tailor to replicate that sweater and busted it out the other night in his first game since Lou Carnesecca passed away at what age? 93,
99.
He died 99.
A month short of 100.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I meant to text you going, see, Andy, you keep talking 100. You need to pipe down, buddy. It's hard to get there.
I know. Well, so many of them, they get to the doorstep. Betty White,
Yes, Louis, Betty White had magazines already congratulating her on it. Betty White at 100.
Bob Barker. They get there and they go, okay, open the 100 door. Nope. They shove it right in their face.
So somebody had a page from the Big East basketball coaches in 1980. I forget what year this is. 82. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boston. You want to see how many you can name of the nine that were in the Big East?
Let me try. Let's see.
This would have been, hold on. This would, it doesn't say the exact year, but I can get it pretty close based on the pictures. Let's call this 87 because they show Coach Thompson at Georgetown as the 86 Olympic coach.
Okay, so Gary was gone at that point. He had gone to Boston. He had gone to Ohio State. So I don't know who was at Boston College.
Jim O'Brien was at Boston.
Jim O'Brien.
College.
Okay. All right. Jim Calhoun would have been at Connecticut.
Dimeback right? Calhoun was a young man at Connecticut, building the empire.
Louis was at St. John's. Was
Villanova
still at Raleigh Massimino?
Raleigh Massimino, Syracuse.
Yeah. Bayheim, of course, yeah.
Seton Hall.
PJ Carlissimo.
PJ Carlissimo. That
took him to
the
final in 89. Yeah.
Right. If I send you the photo of PJ Carlissimo in 87 at Seton Hall, you would say, that's not PJ. That's not PJ Carlissimo. Coaching did a number on him, turned his hair gray right away, and made him a much angrier looking guy. He was clean shaven as well.
Was? I thought he had the beard there.
I can't see it in this photo. I just sent you the picture. You can look at it on your phone if you don't mind. Pittsburgh.
I was in New York at that time, so he was frequently on the fan. He liked to talk.
All right, Pittsburgh. You probably won't get.
Pittsburgh was. I'm not
Paul
sure.
Evans. Paul
Evans.
Oh,
he's still there because he later coached at Navy.
Yep. Yeah. Paul Evans at Pittsburgh, and then Rick Pitino at Providence. But holy shit, Calhoun, John Thompson, Pitino, Carnesecca, Bayheim, Carlissimo, and Massimino.
Yeah, I covered the... I covered the Final Four in Lexington in 85, and it was three teams from the Big East. It was Georgetown, St. John's, and Villanova, which knocked off Georgetown. And I remember Louis' team, they had played Georgetown twice during the season, maybe not in the Big East final, but twice, of course, in the home and home. And they got beaten pretty badly. But he was just so gracious, and he said, it was just such an honor to coach in the Final Four. And he said, Georgetown, this is after the semifinal win, he says, this is one of the great teams of all time. He says, you compare them to, like, the Indiana team that went undefeated. They're that good. And then the following night, Villanova won. It was crazy.
Also, what was great is that at that time, late 80s, cable TV had come to prominence. And most households were starting to have it, right?
And well, that's how they built the conference.
I know, right. Yeah. But ESPN would take all the college games they could because they needed the programming. And there was a lot of games on TV, Andy, but there was not too many. It was right. Just the right number. There was Big Monday with a triple header. Mm-hmm. There was like another game or two later on in the week. And then, of course, you had your weekend games that would be on the network, CBS and whatnot. And so it was the right amount of games. Now every game is on, but you got to go find them or pay for them on Peacock or Paramount Plus or Hulu this. Yeah. I want to go back to 87.
Well, I don't think you'd like it because there's not enough technology then. And you wouldn't have to be returning things to Best Buy every other day. I don't think you'd like that.
What year in sports would you like to teleport back to right now? That's a good question for listeners as well. You want to email me? I think it'd be somewhere around 90, 91. Be the perfect year. That was like right around when I think sports peaked.
For me, it was the 72 season for the Washington Redskins. Because my fandom...
Stone Ages!
Understand, but when you're 14 years old, nothing matters more than sports. As you get older, you got problems, you got other things to worry about. When you're 14, that's it.
I believe you call it Michigas.
Well, yeah.
Or Cirrus.
Well, you got that too, Cirrus, Michigas. You've learned well. You've learned my knee very well. So.
Learned just enough to be dangerous. All right. You're back in the saddle. Commanders enjoyed their bye. The last week of byes in the NFL, we're done with those. So make the push. You know, we're heading towards a possible Commanders-Packers playoff game. You know that.
Would it work that way?
I thought they'll both be wild cards.
Yeah, but I thought the wild cards would play at division winners.
Oh, no. You're right. No, you're right. Yeah. We would not. No.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Never mind. Okay. Another year. All right, Andy. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about the logo making a tepid return, it looks like.
I think we touched on it last week.
It looks like the latest reading was they're going to let them use it for alumni, for those who were Redskins, and they're going to let them, you know, wear that logo and say the word when they're talking about their careers. Because they trotted out Darryl Green in a Commander's logo and a command. They called him a Commander. They're like, this is dumb.
So. Yeah, they did that with Sonny, too. It was bad. Didn't like it.
All right. Andy, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, Jay. All right, take care.
See you.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.